Continuing our 2023 Cleveland Guardians spring training coverage as we are joined by lefty Logan T. Allen. As Logan, thank you very much for taking some time to join me here. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for, again, taking the time to join us here. As, you're working your way through the minor league system. You're at spring training at the big league camp with the guys. And kind of throughout your minor league career already, you've seen some team success. I know the Rubber Ducks were solid as you were with them. The Columbus Clippers got a solid amount of wins while you were with them. Does seeing that team success throughout the minor league kind of create a bit more hunger to find that same level at the big league club?
Oh, absolutely. I think what it especially does is it lets a lot of, you know, guys like me, like younger guys, be comfortable coming up into a scenario like this spring training and being around so many guys that you've played with before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of just been the same thing at every single level where, you know, team, you know, trying to win is at the forefront, and, you know, it definitely puts us all in good spirits and, you know, gives us a lot of things to work towards and look forward to, you know, with the coming seasons as we you know, continue to get better as a group and continue to go forward. But I'd say that definitely seeing the success, you know, motivates everybody for sure.
What did last year do for you career-wise? You make the jump from Akron to Columbus midway through the season. How did that transition go? And what's kind of the focus this spring as you gear up for 2023?
Yeah, I would say that that jump from Akron to Columbus was a big one for me personally. I kind of saw my I wouldn't say my first bit of struggle, but my first, you know, elongated period of struggling. So I think it taught me a lot about myself and how to, you know, bounce back and be resilient when adversity comes, and just taught me a little bit more about myself and how to just trust myself and be able to lean on the teammates around me to get me through those tougher scenarios and everything like that. So I think that it was definitely a big learning experience, and I think it definitely put me in a place where it gave me the kind of information I needed to work towards in the offseason to come back in a better place this year.
Is that one of those things, Logan, where, you know, obviously you never want to struggle as a player, but are you almost kind of glad that it happens now so that, you know, like you said, you get that experience dealing with adversity, a longer lull, and like you said, just kind of figuring out how to bounce back from that kind of situation?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's something that's always been preached, you know, to every player, is that adversity mm-hmm. is going to come, and it's going to happen to everybody, so it's more so going to be about how you can handle it and how you can react to it. So I think that being able to have that at that level has, you know, taught me, you know, more so how to get, you know, those type of hitters out and even major league hitters out. So I think that it definitely put me in a good place. And while, you know, you never really want to struggle, it definitely teaches you and allows you to grow. So I think that it's definitely a necessary evil, you know, for all of us baseball players.
Fans around the league always rave about how well the Guardians develop different pitchers, bring up different arms throughout the system. What's it been like for you working with the different guys involved in that aspect of the organization?
Oh, they've been awesome. You know, from day one, it's very apparent that you have a lot of people that care about you and, you know, will take the time every single day to make sure that you're in the best position and you have everything you need to you know, be the best version of yourself. And, you know, it's just being able to see that from every single level that I've played at, from all the coordinators, all the staff involved. It's definitely comforting to know that you have so many people that are pulling for you. And, you know, when you're in an environment like that, it's very easy to get the best out of your guys. And I think that's the reason why, you know, Cleveland has been able to be so good with developing pitchers, because you just have good people around and they tend to bring the best out of us.
Again, we're joined by Guardians lefty Logan Allen as he gets ready for the 2023 campaign. Logan, being a part of the big league camp this spring, I've seen a couple of different Twitter clips of you on the mound, hurling the baseball, working against some big league hitters now. What's that experience been like? And, you know, like you said, you got some minor league teammates along the ride with you. I'm sure that kind of adds to the fun of this whole experience.
It's been a blast. Like I said, playing with so many guys before, but then, like you said, facing these guys now here in camp, it's just another thing where it brings a competitor out of you, and mm-hmm. it definitely brings your game up to a new level, because you got to be a little bit better to get guys like Jose Ramirez, Josh Bell, Rosario, Kwan. All these guys are, you know, top tier hitters. So, you know, being able to refine your stuff a little bit earlier and, you know, tune yourself up to get those guys out definitely puts you in a good place for the season.
Who's given you the toughest challenge at the plate so far?
I will say, I threw to Kwan yesterday, and he had two good at-bats against me, so he's definitely a tough out. And I think everybody around the league got to see a little bit of that last uh-huh. year, so I'm getting my first-hand experience now.
Good deal, good deal. Well, Logan, last one I got for you, man. If you could, you know, is there one thing in particular that you have in mind in terms of a goal or an objective or a main focus, perhaps, that you have this spring as you get ready for the 2023 season?
Just putting my best foot forward, you know, making good impressions on everybody, putting myself in a position for whenever that time comes, if we need another starter or whatever that may be, that I'm ready to go help the team win games and, you know, ultimately win a World Series here and bring one to Cleveland.
There we go. Well, Logan, I certainly appreciate the thoughtful responses. Best of luck to you this year in 2023. Looking forward to seeing, you know, if and when that call happens for you. And, yeah, like I said, best of luck to you here in 2023.
Thank you so much, Rocco. I appreciate it.